Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Predators, and Adrian Brody leads a group of super skilled warriors, and they're in the fight for their lives with alien creature predator things.
We're all brought here for the same purpose. I'm being hunted.
What?
This planet is a game preserve. We're the game.
Okay, so this movie is not supposed to be confused with Aliens vs. Predators, or the second Alien vs. Predators, but it's okay to confuse it with Predators, or the second Predators, because this is supposed to be some kind of sequel to those Predators. But what's more confusing to me than anything else is Adrian Brody. He's making some really interesting movie choices lately. He goes from being an Oscar-winning actor in The Pianist, and now into movies like The Splice movie and this Predators thing. That's just weird for me. I get the economy's bad and all, but can't a guy hold a car wash or something to make some extra cash instead? I guess it's like they say, a guy's gotta do what a guy's gotta do. So if you're up for a creepy alien movie starring not Arnold Schwarzenegger like the original Predator, then this one might be for you. But if you're looking for a kid-friendly animated 3D movie, then Despicable Me might be for you. And Steve Carell is a supervillain who wants to prove he's super bad. So he decides to steal the moon until three cute little girls melt his heart and bring out the good in him.
We stole the Statue of Liberty! The small one from Las Vegas.
She has to control.
Listen up, please.
An army of minions.
Dave?
You
know. We are going to steal the moon!
You know how the best kids' movies have moments with coded messages only the adults get that are totally hilarious and clever? Well, you aren't going to get much of that in this movie. This one is pretty much just for the kids, which means lots of colors and cuteness, but not a lot of substance. On the cuteness side of things, they did a pretty good job with that, though. There's the little girls, very cute, and the little creepy angry dog little thing, very cute. But the cutest, the little minion guys, those little yellow guys who do the dirty work for Steve Carell, they are super cute. And I actually learned a lesson from those minions. It's really not so bad having a bit of a stubby stature and to be occasionally misunderstood, if you know what I mean. But if you're looking for a movie for the kids, this one will work. But if you don't have kids, you probably want to pass on this one. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Despicable Me is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.